I have a front row seat here in the Niagara Falls High School Performing Arts Center. The lights now are dim, the curtain's up, the stage is set as the Russian village of Anatevka, 1905. Students in the pit orchestra are warming up, the actors are now getting into wardrobe and getting into character. Their theater arts teacher, Dennis Wilson, will join them soon. He tells me the students in his classes learn the history of theater, they do improv, acting, but he also helps them develop skills that carry over into life outside the theater.
Monologues. I'm all about monologues and scene study, breaking down and analyzing the script and character development. That also helps them, I think, at this age, with real life issues. You know, let's break this down. Let's break down the character, your character development.
Wilson recently returned home to Niagara Falls after more than two decades working in New York City and touring cross-country and overseas as an actor, dancer, and as a stage director.
All those years ago, 20-something odd years ago, when I left for New York, I had promised my mom, when I start doing away from home what I could be doing at home, I'm coming back. What better place to share my passion for theater and acting? So I'm home.
At nearby Niagara County Community College, Kate LeConte heads the theater program. She's a professional actor you may have seen on stage at Shakespeare in the Park or Irish Classical Theater. She recalls the teachers in her theater arts program at Kenmore West High School instilling in her the discipline and work ethic to be a performing artist. But, she says, theater arts programs offer something more.
These students and these teachers are giving their blood, sweat, and tears. And so these programs, I think, are so strong and the productions are so strong because some of these students, this is the only place they feel comfortable in their skin, in their lives, that this creative environment is the only place that they feel like they can be themselves. And that is like such a huge, important thing to underline, I think, with theater communities as well, not just in school, but actually even in our beautiful Buffalo theater community. The reason why Curtain Up is what it is and the Arties are what they are and Shakespeare in the Park at a beautiful summer night is what it is because people feel that they are home.
Fiddler on the Roof has opened back at the Niagara Falls High School. Dennis Wilson is here dancing the wedding scene with several of his students. On the day of their dress rehearsal, I spoke with the leads. Haley Feth plays Yenta, the matchmaker. And Nicholas Marino, he's Tevya. I asked them what they get out of their theater arts classes.
It almost gives you better diction with your words, so your vocabulary expands based on your scripts because you have some words in there that you've never heard before, and it's a good way to learn about Shakespeare because sometimes you have to do monologues, like Shakespearean monologues. Also tap into yourself with your emotions, and then that way you know, okay, I know what to do with myself when I start getting worked up, and I know when I'm stressed what to do for schoolwork and stuff like that.
And with shows like Fiddler on the Roof, you realize what these people went through and how many hardships on the day-to-day basis that they have to go through that I can take into a history class and be like, oh, I lived through that almost.
Havana Bancroft Billings, who plays Golda, Tavia's wife, offered this.
When I started out with theater, I didn't know these people, and now I know Haley, and she cracked open her shell, and I'm really good friends with her. And like, I met Nick through this too, and he's really become one of my best friends. So really, theater is so important because there's something for everybody. Like Nick said, there's directors, there's stage managers, there's prop people, there's set designers and costumers and everything that comes into this. So you meet so many people, and it really builds you as a person. It makes you who you are.
For the Arts and Culture Desk, I'm Scott Sackett on WBFR.